I want to do a little love note to my fans right now. Could I please? Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. See, I had that ready.
Well, as you know, I don't take credit for any success because, as you know, my self-esteem could hardly be worse.
Right.
Exacerbated by the fact that I work with treacherous, backstabbing bastards like you two.
You have a spectacular ass.
Thank you.
Well, it's just below the knife in your back.
Anyway, it's not me. It's our fans who are extraordinary. No one can be more shocked than I am that we have. I have currently the number one comedy tour in the country, the number one comedy album in the country. It's really been just touching and whatever.
Yep.
So imagine my surprise. Also, I believe we're generally the number one show on most of our stations. Thank you, fans, once again. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of press about our station in San Francisco, our Clear Channel station in San Francisco. Originally, they announced they were getting rid of the entire progressive format there. By the way, did I mention we just sold out two shows at the Orpheum in San Francisco? That's about 4,000 seats. but now, in a sort of surprising turn, they're keeping a largely progressive format, but replacing my show with Glenn Beck.
Yep.
And then moving us to 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's going to be KNEW. Let's see, it's announced today on talkers.com. KNEW is the station.
As in, we knew it was an awful idea.
Stop it.
If history is any guide, I think they tried to take me off once before in San Francisco, and there was, I guess, such a demand, phone calls and letters and, that they we were back on in, what, like a month, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Or less than a month. No, it was about a week or two, I think. We were off and then we were on. So if you want to express your thoughts on that, you can do that. Please do so respectfully.
Please.
I am speaking to you from a Clear Channel station, which is my flagship here in Los Angeles. I'm on a lot of Clear Channel stations.
And we're happy that they didn't get rid of us altogether.
Yes, it is not the worst because originally there was such outcry, which, by the way, which blog is this on? Oh, Brad blog?
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller comes to town and sells out the Orpheum over two nights. Think John Gibson can do that? Frank, free market my ass. Thank you, whoever said that. I appreciate that. Thank you. There's a lot of different reasons decisions are made in the radio business, let's just say. And anyway, be respectful. Because there's a lot of good people up there, involved. And we are still on the station. It's still our station. So don't do that stuff, boycott and sponsors and whatever, because you're going to hurt the station.
Right.
So the lineup, I believe, right now, Bill Press remains 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Right.
Then it will be Glenn Beck, 6 to 9 a.m.
Enjoy your breakfast.
In our former time slot. Then, let's see, 9 to noon is Dave Ramsey?
Yes.
The financial advice
guy. He's a
Christian financial advice. Noon to 3, Randy Rhodes, who is a Clear Channel product, who is syndicated by Premier, remains noon to 3.
And that will follow well after.
And who is the best radio host in the country, in my opinion, as you know. 3 to 6, Norman Goldman, whom we love. And then I think there's a market wrap, something 6 to 7. And then the Stephanie Miller Show, 7 to 10 p.m. Tom Hartman is moved to 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., which I'm going to guess he's not terribly happy about. And then I believe Mike Malloy is then bumped to later than that, 1 a.m.
to 3
whatever.
A.m. for...
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag in San Francisco.
There are
and
still
we
ways
are happy we are still on the air.
There are
as
still...
opposed to being off entirely. But again, you can make your feelings known in San Francisco.
And there are still ways you can listen to us live.
Yes. By the way, and if, ratings, let's say, should not be good, certain shows, certain changes could occur. You just never know in this business.
Yeah.
However, so we urge you to support the station because we and a lot of our good friends in the progressive world are still on there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little puzzling. But, again, good people there. Be respectful when you, express your opinion. And, in perfect time to get the Steph cast.
Absolutely.
On $4.95
there you go.
Month if you buy a year in advance. Just saying.
If you didn't have a reason before.
And if you have
iHeartRadio.
If you have a smartphone, there are tons of apps you can use. iHeartRadio is one. TuneIn Radio is another one. Radio.com is another one that you can use.
Yeah.
Also, there's satellite radio. We're on satellite radio.
Yes. XM and Sirius, right.
Channel 127. So yeah. There you go.
So, yeah, January 3rd, I believe this is. So when we were back from vacation. Anyway, that's when all that's happening.
This just
right.
in, we've been replaced with high school volleyball. No, that only happened once
Jim
before.
Jim Willis, that is that has happened once
yeah,
before.
That.
For again, for a minute, and then we were back. So I've learned not to overreact things. I'm like,
and now that station is the most successful progressive talk station in the country.
Love letter to Clear Channel Madison. Thank
yes.
you very much. We're the number one station there. They had at one point, again, who knows, they decided to flip to sports. And because our fans are so amazing, there was such an outcry, got in the New York Times and all that, they changed their minds, kept it progressive. It got great salespeople. It is still the number one station in the market.
And
see, this is what kills me, because we're on FM there, great signal.
Yeah.
And they're moving a lot of talk to FM. And I know one executive said, oh, well, yeah, but they're not going to put progressive. And I'm like, well, what about Madison? They're like, oh, well, that's Madison. That doesn't count. That's So nothing like we have a huge success. Really? Try us. Put us on some really strong signals. Yeah. See what happens.
And,
you know?
And might I add, the Clear Channel is still the largest broadcaster of progressive talk in the country.
Exactly.
So we love Clear Channel.
Yes, we do. So that's exactly the point. Don't be respectful. Yep. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.